For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products, but today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxidol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. That's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Yes, deep cleaning Oxidol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Spencer Grayson's stay in Rushville Center ends today. That extremely pleasant young advertising man who's been spending the holidays as Faye's guest has ingratiated himself with every member of the family. And Faye, would you say that Faye's feelings for Spencer have grown deeper? Yes, Ma thinks so. We've known for months that Faye was in love with love. And now it looks as if Spencer Grayson is the man. Well, right now it's just before 1 o'clock in the early afternoon, and Sister Evie is just entering Ma's front door. Listen.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Anybody home? It's me!
Evie? We're in the kitchen, dear.
Oh, you still home, Ma? Oh, it's really Faye who I... Oh, yeah, there she is. Hey, I tried to call you on the phone a while back, Faye, but there wasn't any answer.
Hello, Evie.
Hi, Evie. Well, I guess that must have been while I was out marketing.
Oh, you're just finishing lunch, huh? Ma, why don't you just run along back to the lumberyard, and I'll help Faye clear away.
Hmm? Well, I ain't finished my key yet, dear. Then what time is it? No, I'm not late.
Well, you know, too much tea is bad for a person, Ma. I've been thinking for quite a while we all ought to cut down. Real bad for the nervous system, too. So why don't you just run along, Ma? Me and Faye will straighten out in here, like we used to do, when we was both single.
Why, Evie, Ma doesn't drink 2 cups of tea a day. Evie, are you trying to rush Ma out of here?
Who, me? No such thing. I just... But no such thing.
You come over to talk with Faye, Evie, child. I'll be out of here in just a minute. Sit down, Evie. Maybe you'd like something yourself.
Well, yes, maybe I will sit down. And so long as I'm staying here, I'll just take my coat off and put it out here. Yeah, I'll have a cup of tea, maybe.
All right, Eddie, we'll all break down our nervous systems together. Sit down here.
Okay. Well, what's new, girls? Has he left yet?
Has he left yet? My goodness, whom do you mean? Whom does she mean, Ma? Have you any idea, Ma?
Oh, okay. Who do I mean? Well, who do you think I mean? I mean Mr. Spencer Grayson. That's who I mean. Faye? Are you kidding me?
Oh, Faye, you mustn't tease your sister. Well, now I am through, and I will get along back to the lumberyard. You tell Evie what she wants to know, Faye, child.
Well, sometimes I'd like to know, too, what Evie'd like to know. Spencer hasn't left yet, Evie. In fact, I'm waiting for him right now. I'm expecting him any minute.
Oh, he's coming over to say goodbye?
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, well, then, I shouldn't be here either. Wait a minute, Ma, I'll go with you. Only... Oh, Faye, you mean you're going to say goodbye to him like that?
Linda Goshen, like what, Evie?
I don't understand, Evie.
Like that, with an apron. No makeup, wearing your low heels.
Oh, golly. Here we go again. Evie, dear, I am not a glamour girl. With all my heart, I'd like to be a glamour girl. I'd like to be as beautiful as you want me to be, and I'd love to captivate Spencer Grayson with my fascinating beauty. But I'm not, Evie. I'm little Faye Perkins from Rushville Center. And Spencer's met my mother, and my mother's a wonderful person, but she's a widow woman who has to work for a living. Spencer knows Willie and Evie, who are wonderful, too, but who don't have a fancy speck in their whole makeups. And there's Joe, who drives the milk wagon, and Shuffle, who wears overalls, and... Oh, Evie, if my hair needs combing, I'll go up and comb it, but I can't pretend I'm something I'm not.
Well, I don't want you to be something you're not. I just want you to be everything you are, attractive. At least you could get into a dress. Just that old sweater and skirt and apron and moccasins.
This is me, Evie. And if Spencer Grayson wants me, this is what he's going to get.
Well, yes, yeah, sure, but... If he wants you. Has he said anything, Faye? And from the way you put it... Oh, Faye, have you come to your senses at last and you're willing to admit that you want him?
Evie, nobody has the right to ask Faye such questions. Now, Faye will tell us someday... When she wants to tell us. If she got something to tell us. Come on, Evie, child.
Oh, Evie, do this, Evie, do that. Always Evie. Somebody get the idea that Evie wants something for herself.
Oh, Evie, darling. Well, this is funny. I'm apologizing for something I haven't even done. But, Evie, give me room to turn around in.
Well, who isn't giving you room?
Now, Evie, you're a dear, sweet girl. And so is Faith. But right now, you come along with me, please. We'll see you later, Faye. Come on, Evie. I want to talk to you.
But, Ma, it's Faye that I want
come
to talk
to. Come along, Evie.
Oh, where's my coat?
Oh, front door? Yes, that's the front door. Here, I will take off my apron. Ma, will you open? I'll come out in a minute. If it's Spencer, you just tell him that I'll be there in a minute.
It's Spencer?
Yes, Faye. We'll see who it is, Evie. Come along.
Oh, wait, all I want to tell Faye is don't let him get away without he says something. Maybe he promises her something if she plays her cards right.
Oh, Evie, dear, Faye don't play her cards. Not like that.
Well, I only meant the... Oh, golly, all right, I'm wrong again. Bye, Faye.
Bye, Evie.
It ain't that you're wrong, Evie, child. It's just that... Well, we've talked about it on our way down the street.
Yes, and it is, Mr. Grayson. Good morning.
Hello, Mrs. Perkins. More like afternoon, isn't it? Hello, Mrs. Fitz. Hello.
How do you do?
I've been on the long-distance phone all morning, which is the reason why I'm so late. Is Faye here?
Yes, Faye should be out in just a moment. Me and Evie are just leaving. So maybe now's the time when we'll have to say goodbye and come to see us again, Mr. Grayson.
Oh, yes. But about that, Mrs. Perkins.
Yeah, come and see us again, Mr. Grayson. Anytime, and sooner better than later.
Now, you're very kind, Mrs. Fitz, but on the other hand, I ought to tell
and
you
next
that...
next time you won't care to stay at the hotel, maybe. We've got a real nice guest room right at our house. To say nothing if they got plenty of room here. Though, of course, on the other hand, that might not look right. But anyhow, come and see us again, Mr. Grayson. Or, maybe you could invite Faye to New York sometime?
Yes, I intend to someday. And I intend to come back here someday, too. Well, what I'm trying to tell you is that I'm not leaving.
Tell us that you're not leaving.
Not leaving?
You're going to have to put up with me for a while longer. I have some vacation coming, you see, and a couple of things I have to do in New York I can do just as well here. I was on the phone all morning, and they're going to mail the stuff to me, so I've decided to hang around a while longer. Oh, here's Faye. Hello, darling.
Hello, Spencer.
Did you hear what I was just saying?
Yes. Yes, I heard.
Darling. So he calls her darling. And he's going to stay a while longer. Ma! Come on. This ain't no place for us.
All right, Effie. Well, now, Mr. Grayson, that's very good news. Real complimentary, too, I might say, you choosing to stay with us a while longer. I'm real pleased.
I can't tell you how pleased I am.
Maybe Mr. Grayson will take supper with us, Faye. You can ask him.
No, tonight I'd like to take Faye out, if she doesn't mind. All right, Faye?
Faye, somebody's speaking to you.
I beg your pardon? Oh, what, Evie?
Never mind. You just ask Faye, Mr. Grayson. Come along, Evie.
Yeah, sure. Faye, you say yes. Goodbye, Mr. Grayson. Only it ain't really goodbye.
Call me at the office if you're going out, Faye.
Going out? Oh, yes. Yes, Ma.
I keep forgetting what a runt you are.
I don't like this business of getting all ready to say goodbye and then having to do it all over again. When are you going? Really going?
Whenever I wear out my welcome. I can stay another 2 weeks if that's all right with you. Or anyhow, 10 days. Is it all right with you?
It's all right with me, Spencer.
I want to tell you some things about myself. I want to find out some things about you. We've had too many people around us. I want to... I just like to be just us. See how it goes. All right?
Yes, Spencer.
What? You don't seem very happy about it.
I don't seem happy? That's how much you know. I'm happy, Spencer. I'm happy, all right.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so Spencer is going to stay in Rushville Center a while longer. And of Faye's happiness, there can be no doubt. Well, it's Faye and Spencer. We join again on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol with just one rinse. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.